Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Help Us Believe by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." Mark 9:24. When my husband and I first stepped into pastoral ministry, I struggled with the sheer number of needs we heard about every day. People carried so much hurt, and they brought their situations to us, wanting us to pray for them for healing, deliverance, or provision. I remember my stomach tied in knots, thinking about the responsibility of praying for such desperate needs. What if God didn't answer the way we wanted? I worried my prayers would be ineffective, so I chose my words carefully, then wondered if I'd said the wrong thing. Over time, I realized my worry over those prayers came from a deeper issue. I held back instead of fully believing in God to meet whatever need we brought to Him in prayer. I wanted God's help to simply believe. When the battles we face seem unconquerable, doubt can work its way into our hearts and minds. The word "if" becomes ingrained in our thoughts. What if things don't work out? What if God doesn't intervene? Yet even in our doubt, God will help restore our trust in Him when we ask. Jesus knew we'd have doubt in this life. The book of Mark shares the story of a man who came to Jesus with his mute son after the disciples had prayed for him. He approached Jesus with careful words. "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Mark 9:22. Jesus pointed out the man's doubt in the very next verse. "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." This desperate dad immediately asked Jesus for help believing, and we can offer the same prayer today. God provides a way for us to defeat doubt and live believing that He is able to meet every need. All we have to do is ask Him to help our unbelief. When we make the choice to believe as we pray, we not only release control to our God who never fails, but we also gain a life of freedom. Freedom from overwhelming worry and the responsibility of how things will turn out. So let's pray today with renewed trust in our Heavenly Father. Let's cry out with certainty, "I believe." Let's pray. Dear Lord, even though I know You hear my prayers and that You are working in my situation, I still struggle with doubt. Help my unbelief today. You are a faithful and ever-present God. I put my complete trust in You. When doubt comes into my heart and mind, bring back to my thoughts the truth of 2 Thessalonians 3:3 that says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Father, You are my strength and shelter, and You have never failed me. Thank You for freeing me from worry as I walk in steadfast belief. Thank You for meeting my needs, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.